Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Sarah Chicksaw. This week on AK, homeschooling. In the tiny and remote communities of southern Baranof Island in Southeast, there aren't enough kids for school, so parents have to homeschool. And both the parents and the kids try to strike a balance between a more traditional education of reading, writing, and arithmetic with a more creative approach. Diana Saverin has the story.
I can tell you where I find all of the fish and stuff. Also, sometimes I net them. Sometimes I net the pinks out here, and most of the fish I find under rocks.
That's Allison. She is 6 years old with a couple of missing bottom teeth and straggly blonde hair. She's wearing rubber boots she's pulled over her sweatpants to bounce around over the barnacles and seaweed-covered black rocks of her backyard.
See that brown house? That's ours. And we just, see how close it is from the water. At low tide, I come out here and have fun.
More than just a natural playground, the world of critters crawling under rocks outside Allison's doorstep is her classroom, too. After 2 years in Little Port Walter, a NOAA research site, she can identify many of the fish swimming in the sound. Allison, her parents, and her two-year-old brother Sean are the only year-round residents in Little Port. Her mom, Teresa Abba, serves as her teacher. Allison just finished a year of homeschooled kindergarten. And because of her unusual home, Teresa says her curriculum includes some unusual lessons.
3 weeks ago, we went out to pick some kelp. We were making kelp salsa. And Allie's like, oh, I hear a whale. I'm like, oh, great. And it came closer and closer, and I could hear it, but I couldn't see it. And that whale came up right in front of us. And we were in the kayak, and it just came up so gracefully and went down so gracefully. And Allie was just like, oh, did you see it? I'm like, oh, yeah, did you see it? You know, I mean, to experience stuff like that with your kids is fantastic.
And even though these experiences enrich and expand Allie's world, giving her an undeniably unique education, there are more serious lessons she has to learn as well. The state allows Teresa certain freedoms, a budget to choose textbooks and curricula, under the condition that she submit work for review every quarter. And Allie also has to pass annual state testing. Some of these required lessons can seem a little obscure.
And she's learning stuff that I don't even know. I don't know what a diphthong is. Do you know what a diphthong is?
A mile south of Little Port is the hatchery site Port Armstrong, where Dasha Contag has homeschooled her two daughters into high school. Dasha has found it challenging trying to relearn, then teach, subjects she hasn't thought about since her own school days, like geometry and algebra.
It's fun when they're little. Then they get older. Well, then you gotta get serious.
Her girls get weighted down with the constant battles with math problems, the lack of sports programs, and the loneliness of winter in the rainiest spot in North America. But being wedged between the Tongass rainforest and a cove in the Chatham Straits allows some room for creative interpretation. Dasha's younger daughter, Ayla, a 13-year-old with pixie-cut hair with pink highlights, is responsible for a few unique neighbors along the boardwalk.
It was pretty much my idea to have goats, because I just really wanted to have my own babies to take care of, and they definitely are my babies. When I decided that I would have goats, I read about 2 books on taking care of them. I just kept thinking about goats and what I would do for them.
With respective year-round populations of 4 and 11 people, Little Port Walter and Port Armstrong produce some unique child-rearing challenges. Dasha explains.
Went through a little phase with Ayla where I was worried that her best friends were going to be goats and ducks, but she outgrew it.
Both moms say teaching their children has given them a strong sense of purpose, but they also talk about the challenges, especially in the dark and lonely days of winter. They wear the mom hat and the teacher hat and the discipliner hat and the friend hat.
I'm like the everything, you know. When you live in town, kids go to school generally, or there's at least other tutors and classes and, you know, just more people around that are influential. And I'm like the biggest influence on everybody. And we all get sick of each other.
Back in Little Port Walter, Allie is watching their 8 ducks swim in a chain around the cove. Most were extras from a shipment Ayla ordered a few years back. Allie says they are her ducks, telling stories of each one and how she has raised them from chicks over the year, promising what good care she takes of them. She's picked up a few lessons from them, too.
I kind of learned some stuff from my ducks. Want to hear this quack? I learned it from my ducks, too. Sounds really like a duck.
For AK, this is Diana Savran.